Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about comparing fractions using reasoning skills and number sense. This is an article from Teaching Children Mathematics, in which a University of Central Florida instructor and a third grade teacher came together, and they're talking about a method for teaching students a new way to compare fractions without necessarily getting into the really complicated algorithms. And as we probably all know, comparing fractions can be really tough for kids, especially when they're comparing fractions with unlike denominators. So this approach centers on the use of benchmark fractions, namely 0, 1 half, and 1. And this is how the process occurred. I'm going to sort of just describe the way that they taught it to their students, and this is after a couple of weeks of just some introductory fraction instruction, just to get some baseline what is a fraction stuff down. So to prepare on the first day of the unit, the students were given fraction circle manipulative kits and posed a series of word problems designed around comparing fractions with common numerators but different denominators. And they discussed those at length. So students were instructed to use a process that was threefold. It was conjecture, verify, discuss. Conjecture was they were asked to use mental imagery. Picture what this fraction might look like. And then they were asked to verify by using their fraction circles to show their solutions and discuss them with their table mates. Next, they were asked to discuss, which was to participate in a whole class discussion of solutions and be ready to justify your ideas. So, again, they might ask the question, for example, what's another way of saying one-third? And then asking people asking the students to use mental imagery, to conjecture, verify it with fraction circles, and talk with their table, and then discuss it as a whole class. Next, in order to introduce the idea of benchmark fractions, students used the fraction circle kits to come up with a list of fractions that were equal to 1/2, and they were helped to derive that fractions are either equal to 1/2 because the numerator is half the denominator, or that any time the numerator is half the denominator, you have an equivalent fraction to 1/2. So this wasn't given them as a rule, but they were shown how to essentially discover that themselves. Then, once they had that down, students were again asked word problems in their groups, but this time they were asked to put fractions in terms of benchmark fractions. So, for example, for the fraction 9/10, students were prompted to justify that because 5/10 is equal to 1/2, and 10/10 is equal to 1/2, that 9/10 is 4/10 more than 1/2, and 1/10 away from 1/2. And so you can see this is a very different way of reasoning around fractions by tethering them to benchmark fractions. Once they had that down, students were asked to engage in increasingly difficult tasks that pushed and probed at the idea of using benchmark fractions to make comparisons. For example, students saw that if 4/8 must be greater than 5/12, because 4/8 is equal to 1/2, but 5/12 is less than 1/2 because 6/12 would be 1/2. Further activities later in the unit had students use these skills in different contexts. They used fraction comparison games, and they used models that weren't just the fraction circles, just to continue expanding out their understanding of this. The authors caution here that the students had the most difficulty. And remember, these are third grade students, though this is probably applicable to any elementary grade. They had the most difficulty with fractions that were close together on one side of a benchmark fraction. So they give the example of 5/8 and 6/10, which is tough because they're both slightly more than 1/2. And so in this case, students were prompted to explain that 5/8 is 1/8 more than 4/8, and 6/10 is 1/10 more than 1/10, than 5/10 rather. And since 1/8 is greater than 1/10, 5/8 must be the greater of the fractions. So this is a more sophisticated reasoning, and there are more steps here, and it was challenging for some students, so definitely a place to be really explicit and careful about. So, in conclusion, a lot of times when we have students compare fractions, we teach them very sort of clunky algorithms, or we force them to really do a lot of different calculations, but by just engaging their reasoning skills and their number sense, we can actually make the problems much easier and also help students gain conceptual understanding of what fractions are and how they work together that they can apply throughout their math careers. So happy teaching, and we'll talk again soon.